The scripture that was recommended for yesterday's feast. So I find this law at work. When I wanted to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in my members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit of life sets me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did. I stress, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death. But the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. I stress the fact that it cannot do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin. Yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in me and in you. So discovering the destiny that God spoke into your being when you were created in Christ before the foundation of the world. It's now your season to begin releasing the destiny that you have already received from him and release it to those he prepared ahead of schedule for you to pray for. You see, the Spirit of God was visible to those who were very hungry, and there were thousands of them. And the disciples had compassion. And the Lord said, "Where are you planning to give them food?" And they said, "Even if we bought the whole town's food, we wouldn't have enough." And he said to them, "What have you got?" "Well, we've got this little boy, and he's got what?"
Two fish.
And I often question, "Lord, why was he two little fish and some bread?" Right? It's all he got.
It's barley loaves.
Barley loaf. It's all he had. He took it and he broke it. He took it and he was his body broken?